RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure sounded like earlier interview with Derek Johnson. He believes this might be the end for Travis. So I noticed that too. He was doing the kind of the walk-off tour, throwing the gloves, shaking hands, kissing babies, saying goodbye. They showed his mom and Taylor at the end in the press box. You kind of saw her. She was like watching and she's taking every moment in. Somebody knows something.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we know the obvious. I've never felt more comfortable in thinking that he's done than watching that Christmas Day game or Christmas night game. Because that's all I watched it for. I know Bob said he and the family were going to kind of soak it all in last game of the year. It's a tradition they've, you know, now done. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs are playing on Christmas next year.
No. Well, with that weather we ended up having, like, fun tailgate stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, makes sense. Go do it.
And then, you kind of watch the end of that game, and you're like, all right, well, here's his last hurrah. Here comes all the, you know, passes to Travis towards the end of the game. Just fell short, though, in that game against Denver. They almost upset him, which would have been hilarious.
Which would have been great. Don't know if Jonathan Cooper would have tweeted as maliciously as he did after about the Chiefs, but whatever.
Something about the refs, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if Chris Jones, I know Chris Jones after the game said, I'm going to, you know, I want to talk, you know, just one more year, Trav. I'd love for him to stay just one more year. Maybe that'll have some sort of say, because we know Mahomes is always going to say, yeah, stay, you know, stay. You know, but like, maybe Chris Jones saying, hey, man, listen, I'm not long for this career in this team either. But, right. Like, this wasn't the right way. One more. Maybe that'll do something. Like, I've been so against him coming back. Not, like, against the idea of him coming back. Just, like, I don't think he will. But this last week or so, I've actually kind of shifted against the majority here. And maybe, I'm not saying he's going to, but I have more of a chance than I would have said a couple weeks ago.
Like it. We love the portal.
and we love the NIL. Until
yes,
there's been a loophole that has been found.
Uh-huh.
And you had the audio from Tom Izzo from earlier that we played in one word. But I think it's more of a topic than one word. Is Tom Izzo quite frustrated on what is being developed in college basketball as guys are coming back from the G League to play in the Division I sport of college basketball?
I just don't think that's fair for the players. I mean, some of them, you know, worked their butt off to get to this position, and maybe things didn't go right. I'm a little surprised. I got to call into Scott. I'm anxious to see what he tells me, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that we're holier than thou art or anybody should not do this or that, but if we're dipping into that one, if it's like I'm reading or hearing, I don't read it because I don't go on Twitter, but what I'm hearing, and now we're taking guys that were drafted in the NBA and everything. I said it to you a month and a half ago. Come on, Magic and Gary, let's go, baby. You know, let's do it. Why not? I mean, if that's what we're going to, shame on the NCAA.
Mm.
You know, shame on the coaches, too.
Shame on the coaches, too.
Yeah. Said he's going to give Scott Drew a call. That's one of the players who got drafted in 2023 in the first round. Think about going back to Baylor. Said he's committed to Baylor. So he said, hey, I'm going to give Scott Drew a call, see what's going on.
And then Tom Izzo does it. But yeah, this is definitely a loophole in the system, correct?
100%.
This is something that was developed, what, last year? And then this year there's been multiple players that have done it.
Yep.
And the only reason I can think that they're doing it is because of the NIL and because of a loophole that says that they can do it.
Well, and because their NBA careers or their professional careers aren't going the way they thought they would.
Right.
Their choices that they made and that they committed to for money and for the betterment of their financial lives, which is fine. That's great. Not the betterment of their basketball careers, but the betterment of their immediate financial lives. They made that decision, and now they're making that same decision because the basketball didn't go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to focus on your profession, your craft as well. These guys focus so much on that, which they should, right? Take care of your bag, get your bag, take care of your family. So important. And I love that these guys get that opportunity now, and they should. They deserve it. But also, we are missing some of the point here. You failed.
Mm.
You went and you didn't do well enough. Get better. Develop these players. We're seeing it in football with quarterbacks. Develop these guys.
Do they have agents?
For sure.
Because wasn't there a rule in the day? Did that rule go away? Because I honestly don't know.
I think so, and I don't know either.
If you hired an agent, you were immediately gone. Wasn't that the rule for a while?
That was. I remember that being something like that was the rule. I don't think that's the rule anymore,
because you could
though,
declare
bro.
Without hiring an agent, mm-hmm. and then you could be like, you know what? Because I think that's what happened to, I believe, Brandon Rush. He was going to go to the NBA and declared to Kansas he was going to go to the draft, and then he got hurt in a pickup game, came back, and then won that national title. But I think
loved
that
Brandon
was
Rush.
Oh, he was a stud. At one point against North Carolina, the Final Four, I think he had like 14 points, and Carolina had 10.
Hell yeah.
I mean, just stud.
That corner three, man.
And then Kareem Rush was great for Mizzou. But again, I think that that is part of the system where I think they developed this system of, you know, paying college athletes, giving them the opportunity to leave whenever they wanted to. But then they, like we mentioned earlier with the Death Star and the one small blip that if found could implode the whole system from the inside. And I think that's what we're seeing this happen, because this does need to stop. This, to me, is just an egregious step to it. And like the text earlier says, I love it. This is what you guys signed up for. This is not what I signed up for.
No.
This is a microcosm of what could go wrong with this system. And whereas Tom Izzo blames the players and the coaches, go blame the people that wrote the system. And be like, did you guys not think that this could be a possibility? And they're clearly going to tell you, no, we didn't. We didn't think that this would ever happen. Well, it is happening. And now, how is it fair to people that could do it in the future as opposed to the people that have been able to do it today? It's like,
yeah.
you have to nip this quickly in the bud, right? Nip what in the bud? Nip this flawed system of the new system. Because basketball is really the only system you can do this with.
Mm-hmm.
Like the NFL, no chance.
There's no, yeah.
Well, there's that dude for Cincinnati that was like, I might just, you know, go back into to college football and go redo the draft.
Which hadn't played yet. He hadn't played an NFL snap yet, which makes me feel like, okay, I'm a little bit more okay with that. But still, like, that is something that the NFL needs to look at. Not the same as like, I think I said it during one more. We got like, Kenneth Lofton Jr. He was drafted in 2022. He's played for the Grizzlies. He just won Chinese League MVP.
Mm.
Like, he's gone around the world playing basketball, and now he's going to go back to college and probably destroy. Yeah, my only, like, if you go to college and then you could declare for the NBA draft. That is it. Once you get drafted in the NBA, that should be it, in my opinion. Now, my only exception would be if you go straight out of high school, because they should allow that again. You should have to go to college. The way this should work in basketball, here we go. If you go to college and you play basketball, you have to stay there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Have to. You can, though, go straight out of high school. And if you choose to go straight out of high school, that is okay at 18 years old, and I will give you the option after, let's say, 41 games, after half a season, if you were 18 years old, you made the decision to go to high school, you're Kevin Garnett, you hate it. 41 games in, this was the wrong decision. I need to go to school. I'm not ready for this. I will give you that. I will give you that opportunity if you are 18 years old and you came out of high school to go back to college. Other than that, though, then you are in it for 2 years. It will create more continuity. It will create better development. This is what NCAA basketball needs. And honestly, frankly, it's what the NBA needs.
Right. Yeah, they didn't used to have agents because they couldn't. And thanks to the text line for the correction, they can get agents now because of the NIL. Like, how to
make sense.
Yeah. So, makes sense. Back in the day, no way. Someone in the text line, if Kelsey doesn't retire, are y'all going to be hating on him next year because he didn't do what you've been saying he's going to do? Not really sure the clarity of that text.
Yeah, I don't understand.
There will be no hatred towards anything that he does. I will just be surprised because of what we've seen or what we've kind of watched develop this year. But no hatred of what he's doing. Absolutely not.
Gosh,
I don't understand that at all from the 5-6-3. Do whatever you want to do. I just think the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Especially the way that that introduction was towards the end, you know, and then there's, you know, people that have talked to him and people that we know that, you know, yeah, well, I mean, it might be it. And if it is, I'm going to treat it that way. But again, there's also people that think he could do the whole Gronk thing where he's like, you know what, I'm retired. And then week six comes around and, you know, the prodigy tight end is hurt and there's something missing. And all of a sudden it's like, all right, I'll come back. I'll be back. I'll ramp up during the bye week. And then week eight introductions happen and Travis Kelce's back for one last spin.
That I am all on board for. Yeah, and yeah, I'm not going to hate whatever he does. No, it's fine.
Right.
I do think, that, like you said, that the writing's on the wall. Not only like this is a good opportunity. Like you don't always get like a nice opportunity where you're going to be remembered very well. You're going to just kind of be sent off and you're not going to be pushed out. Because the longer you stay, the more that is a likelihood.
Well, once you announce your retirement, there's no coming back. Yeah. Just like once you leave college basketball, you're not coming back. That's how you put them both together. Somebody says from the 60, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Once they decide to start paying players, it's pretty much ruined college sports, but it's my personal opinion. I don't hate it. Everybody has a personal opinion. Not everybody has to like your opinion, but I don't disagree with your opinion. This is your bed. You made it. You got to sleep in it kind of deal is, I think, what the narrative of that text would be.
Is a hot dog a sandwich from the 785?
No.
I agree.
I don't think so. No. Josh Klinger will join us coming up at 8:25. We'll talk more about the AFC and the NFC. Which one is more wide open? Because I think it is a legit conversation to have here on 96.5 The Fan. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. We'll be right back on your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-941-2255. That's 800-941-2255.
We'll get to Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler in about 7 minutes from now. Somebody says, came on late this morning since I'm on vacation this week. What's up with Bob?
Get bent.
That's actually well played. He's off today and tomorrow. Mac and I will be here, and then we'll all be back next Monday as we'll have the rest of the week off Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, ringing in the new year.
Heck yes.
Tomorrow will be a resolution and a and a memory down the lane of 2025. Lots happened in 2025, right? Like, I fell in love with Jack Caglione, found my, my second love, according to the text line.
We went to the Super Bowl?
We did. We did go to the Super Bowl. Somebody says the last Chiefs loss will happen at the new year.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'd be cool. Okay. A little 20-0 action, 19-0 action. All right.
Somebody in the text line says we need Travis Kelce to retire. That way, it'll force the team to go get Kyle Pitts. I mean, we'll see Kyle Pitts again tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because there's a lot of people in the text line telling me how much they're down in fantasy football. Tonight is
I do love that.
Tonight is a full-blown fantasy football watch party because there's probably a lot of people that still have, you know, the week off or, you know, can stay up and have a few pops. But you got Bijan Robinson. You have Kyle Pitts, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams, Crum. What's his name? Crum?
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum.
Yep.
Gee, weird. Teams are starting to have dual running back threats, and it's working. I don't know. Ty Warren and Kenneth Gainwell. You have the running back.
Jalen Warren. Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Warren, not Ty Warren. He's a tight end. But yeah, Jalen Warren and Gainwell, they seem to be the last 6 weeks. Kind of, now, didn't against your boy, Shador. Can we agree he's not a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, he's not a fifth-round pick.
He's a third.
But I think part of the point for a lot of people, including me, was that it's not about the talent.
Because he showed it yesterday.
He did.
He got
a couple really good moments.
He got I'm talking about the what caused him to slip in the draft.
Oh.
He got a 15-yard run on 3rd and 17 and got up and got a little cocky. And they're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you didn't get a first down.
No.
Yeah, you took a lick, but you didn't get lick.
No.
You still punting.
It's 4th and 6. Exactly. Yeah, you know what time it is. Like, all right, like, stop, dude. That stuff needs to end. But you're right. Like, as far as talent, like, he's impressed me a little bit.
Yeah. He's not definitely not a fifth round pick.
No.
But there's still attitude problems that I'm seeing where I'm like, dude, you can't do that on 3rd and 17 and get 15 yards. But what's up, dog?
Like, that's your franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who you're going to spend $300 to $500 million. I don't know. I'm out.
No, but you definitely can tell that head coach is fired.
He's gone. We're going to have a lot of openings, man. We're going to have a lot of openings.
There's already, what, 4?
I believe.
Tennessee, New York. Arizona's going to fire their coach. Gannon's gone.
Jonathan Gannon's gone. Are we going to see Miami fire their coach? I kind of feel like he's going to stay.
He could.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Quinn Ewers was out there yesterday, you know, doing his thing against, who they beat up on? Oh, Tampa. Todd Bowles fired.
Yep, I was going to say that's another one. The whole AFC North is at least on the hot seat, we think. But we both said Kevin Stefanski's gone. Zach Taylor, I think, has got to be gone from the Bengals. And then Ravens and Steelers, I mean, you've mentioned it. It's kind of like the Coach Bowl.
I hope it is.
I hope it is. Sunday night. Let's go.
We'll get to Kling in just a little bit, but more wide open in this playoff season, AFC or NFC? Because before, we can say the NFC is better.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's more solidified on who is your team.
No.
Because I got to feel that for the first time all season, the Hawks are in Max Pack tomorrow.
It's going to be close.
That's a big win on the road yesterday and not the greatest conditions. And nope. Sam Darnold did well. Can they hoist it?
Yeah.
Is this the year they can do that? We'll see what the Rams look like tonight. We assume they're going to be just fine. Is the other thing I want to bring up is everyone rooting for the Rams in like the Midwest to win the Super Bowl?
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
I feel like nobody wants Buffalo to win.
No.
Nobody wants Denver to do anything.
Philadelphia? Ew.
Absolutely not.
Disgusting.
And so the Rams are the team that everybody's rooting for?
I agree. Yeah, I'm in. Or like a if Chicago did it, some sort of like crazy story, Cinderella. If you named a Cinderella, maybe I could get behind that. But like Jacksonville, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
Is it wrong if I'm rooting for Buffalo?
No. Personally.
Because then it's out of the way. We're done with it. It's over with. We don't have to talk about it anymore. And if you want to be a snide Chiefs fan, you'd be like, well, yeah, you won a Super Bowl, but it was the year when like, nobody was really in competition in the AFC.
That would be me. Yeah, that's going to be what I do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, and I'll still have my take, the more Josh Allen wins, the better that is for Patrick Mahomes and his legacy, right? You're like, 4-0 against Josh Allen, the guy who never won anything. It doesn't have the same ring to it. You want Josh Allen to be his Peyton Manning. That's still my take.
Somebody says Seattle, every time they're in the Super Bowl, there's a new Pope. That happened this year.
Oh, that's great.
Right? That happened this year. That's a 2025 thing that happened. The Pope became the guy from Chicago, right? White Sox fan. Somebody on the text line, I'm rooting for Buffalo. I'm rooting for the Rams or the Seahawks. Seattle and Jacksonville is what I want. I mean, I don't know. I just think that the AFC, there are a lot of teams in the AFC that could find their way there. There's a lot of teams in the NFC that you could see themselves getting there. If that's anywhere making sense. Because let's say that Baltimore figures it out, they beat Pittsburgh, and then Derrick Henry becomes this gigantic man again that no one can stop, and Baltimore finds themselves, like, right, that's a find themselves there. Whereas, like, a team like the Rams, they're just there because we saw it the whole season. Or maybe you want pure chaos for the Super Bowl, and you want, like, that person to set the text line, give me Seahawks and give me Jacksonville. Give me Sam Darnold versus Trevor Lawrence. Liam Cohen versus McDonald. Two new head coaches. First year in the Super Bowl. First ever Super Bowl visit as head coaches, obviously because they're new. I just want pure anarchy. I want pure chaos. And I'm with you from the 314. I'm kind of liking the Texans right now. What would that mean for D'Amico Ryans and that team? An AFC South team wins the Super Bowl? Be kind of interesting. Bills defense is suspect. Broncos offense is suspect. Pats make it to the Super Bowl. Also a possibility. Having to go play in Gialotti Stadium in January. Not very fun. But I don't know. I'm interested to see where the NFC teams end up because right now it looks like Philadelphia's got their swagger back. Give me an NFC championship game of Philadelphia versus the Rams. Give me an AFC championship game of New England versus Buffalo. I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
One guy I'll take is Josh Klingler.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klingler.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klingler with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
So again, the question that everybody wants to know, Kling, will you still be the sideline reporter when the new stadium opens in 2031?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe 50-50. I don't know. It's a long ways away, I think, in football years.
Has your phone been blowing up like ours when it came to the news on Friday?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, it was, you knew there was going to be a decision. Certainly there was tense moments between like Friday and Monday that week. Right. Cause you thought that's what was going to happen, but, no one wanted to talk about it. No one was sure, but yeah, still tense moments. I think, I wasn't sure what the reaction was going to be actually at the game the other day. And, you know, I didn't really see anything that, you know, I thought maybe an appearance on the field by the Hunt family or something might have been something that triggered people that were mad. And I didn't really see much of that. Everybody was kind of there to send off Kelsey. So I guess they at least kept those feelings in check for the moment. And then it was weird being in a stadium in Tennessee like the week before, right when you knew the announcement was probably going to happen on Monday, and then see their stadium being built right in the shadow of the other one. You're like, oh boy, it's not going to be that. It didn't appear at that time. So yeah, not a surprise. I think maybe cooler heads will indeed prevail at some point in time. And everybody realized, hey, it beats moving a long ways away. I was thinking about it a little bit last night when you saw the San Francisco 49ers, who play an hour away from San Francisco in Santa Clara, which is pretty much the San Jose 49ers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're moving anywhere away. It's just a different, state.
Yeah. Cause isn't New England stadium kind of like that? Isn't like in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, and then they built a bunch of stuff around it,
yeah.
Which, you know, I figured that was what I figured would be the goal, or really of everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere where you could do your own thing, build a mall, build a restaurant, entertainment district, that type of thing was kind of the wave that most of these stadiums have had. So I figured that was going to be the intent of maybe both sides, you know, the goal of baseball and football to be doing that, where you could, you know, increase some revenue probably, and then obviously build kind of a new district. In Kansas City, it wasn't necessarily about building a new district anymore, right? It was kind of like, mm-hmm. Could either one of them fit into existing districts? We found out with baseball that didn't go. And then, you know, the Chiefs, I think, would probably be able to do some different things where they end up. But, you know, that's still a pseudo-established district already. So kind of in a different mode. And does Kansas City need a whole nother, you know, entertainment district? Or do we have kind of what we need for the people that we have? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a city planner. But most of those stadiums I've seen before have done that, where they've gone almost somewhere – you know, non-developed, and then developed a whole huge thing around it.
Did you get the vibe that was it for Travis with the whole send-off? Because we were talking to DJ yesterday or today, and I asked him, like, if he got that vibe, because the introduction and then the very end, he's, you know, high-fiving and throwing gloves in the crowd. Not irregular there, but did you get the vibe that, you know, it was kind of it?
I don't know. I tend to waffle every other day because – you know, I can't, part of me says, do you want to go out this way? He can still play clearly. So it's not a matter of declining abilities. He was the Chiefs leading receiver this season and can still very much be an effective piece of their offense. So I don't know, but I kind of compare it to like a COVID era senior night in college basketball, where the person goes through senior night as if it's the end, and they do that whole thing, and then suddenly they're back the next year because they've got that extra year of eligibility. That's been happening a lot. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is that type of thing for Travis Kelce. Treat it as if you're going to be gone in case you are, and then figure out what your decision is later. But yeah, the pause out of the tunnel, I kind of went gulp. You know, like it felt like he stayed a little bit longer for the ovation, and it took him a little second longer to shoot the arrow, and the whole bit. I'm like, oh crap, that might have been it, but I don't know for sure. I gotta imagine there's probably a piece of him that was decided before the season. This is going to be it, and then as the season turned to a different direction, probably said, crap, can this season really be it? And maybe he's got some questions in his head. I'd welcome him back for another season because he can still play.
So I'm just doing the Lord's work here, Kling, because you were on my family's TV at the end of the game. And you doing okay? Like, looked like you were, you know, trying to get an interview, and maybe there was a little, hey, man, know your place.
Well, I think the Chiefs should be very happy to know there were crap ton of people still tuned in that late after the game was over.
How many texts did you Christmas? Get of the screenshot of people's TV?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So
I did that. I go, hey, that's Kling right there.
I didn't know that there was a camera in that hallway at that particular time, but I did about, you know, 30 seconds later. That's for sure. So
no doubt. Hey, is the AFC more wide open than the NFC going into this playoff, or do you kind of feel like you know the NFC more than you know the AFC?
I think the AFC's wide open, and I don't know. I think are you guys in kind of denial a little bit still? Because I am from the AFC.
100%.
Yes.
Because I'm like, well, Denver can't play like that and win it all. If the offense is kind of iffy and the defense – I don't know, second go-round of that defense didn't look like the first go-round. And I know Mitch talked about during the broadcast, he's like, yeah, really since Thanksgiving, they've kind of lost a little bit of their edge defensively. Can they get that back? I guess I haven't given New England enough credit all year. I don't know that I've watched New England as much because the Chiefs didn't face them, and I kind of let them be. But
they're also playing Drake the Jets, Panthers, Browns, and Titans every week, so...
And I hate the disrespect because they got a big number in the win column, right? So, but I don't know if that's guaranteed. I think Buffalo is still the scariest team But then they got, you know, held in check pretty well for the most part last night. So I think it is indeed pretty wide open. I don't think Justin Herbert's hand's going to last, right? I mean, there's all these things going on in the AFC that I feel like it's really wide open. Although I could flip AFC and go, if Philadelphia plays like the first half Philadelphia, and they've done this kind of all season, they've been really frenetic. Like at times I've seen them look amazing, and at times I'm going, what are you doing? That's a really, really good team. You know, San Francisco could end up getting the edge, right, over everybody. The Rams look great. So I think both sides are pretty wide open. I mean, maybe a little more impressed with the upside of the NFC teams this year versus maybe the AFC. Sans the, you know, the winner of the NFC South. The winner of the NFC South, there's going to be that debate again. Should they be hosting a home game? We get it. But the rest of the NFC really impresses me. So
what have you, we were talking Chiefs New Year's resolutions. What have you seen these last couple weeks for next year to say, okay, yeah, it's solidified, it's cemented, the Chiefs need to do this?
I don't even know if it's the last 2 weeks, but I think whatever it is that has gone wrong with coverage in the middle of the field, whether it's a linebacker that's a little more rangy, can cover people, whether it's a more active coverage safety, some of these things to clear up the middle of the field, because it just feels like on third down, I'm just looking in the middle of the field, and if somebody gets there, they're going to be open. So that's been really an ongoing problem. It hasn't been like glaring the last 2 weeks where you're like, okay, there you go. So certainly there, you got to get healthy at tackle, right? And really be comfortable with whatever's going on at tackle, because, you know, Pole is still going to be a project, right? But can he be a project where he can be a swing tackle for you? And he's just getting some reps here at left. You know, that's something that they're going to have to answer. But certainly, you know, you need Jeffrey Simmons to get back, or Josh Simmons, excuse me, to be back.
I would take him too.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons. Yeah, still have nightmares of that guy, right? And yeah, and if he's available, I'd make a move for him too. And then also, yeah, something, you know, I think the draft, you look at, I think my, you know, without looking at mocks and who's available, I mean, I'm thinking defensive line at that first pick, and get something for now and for the future. They've always tried to get that next guy, right, to replace whoever. And so you got to get a Chris Jones type replacement / edge help for George. So make it a kind of a combo inside outside defensive lineman that can fit in the rotation right away. I think I'd be looking hard at that for sure. And then what are you going to do in the secondary? Jalen Watson is going to be a free agent, and what are you going to do with Trent McDuffie? So if neither of those two somehow are back, or McDuffie is part of a trade or whatever, you can never have too many defensive backs. So defensive back safety, that whole bit is kind of where I'm looking at. And then, what have I learned over the last couple of weeks? I at least like that they played a few more of the younger players last week. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Bosa got a series at linebacker. I'd like to see a few series at linebacker. He ran out and kind of covered a running back out of the backfield, looked like he had some speed. I'm like, okay, that's what I need to see. So, but he only played basically a series. You know, Breshard Smith, is he going to be just, I mean, he almost projects more as a slot guy than a running back for them. So if he's not a running back truly, then you've got to figure out what the heck you're going to do at running back next season. If he's a guy that fits into your scat back third down more than your every down, then you're going to have to do some things there. So there's probably a lot more work. And I think you realize the work that needs to be done when they're losing like this, right? Because mm-hmm. they could have some of these flaws and still be winning, and we would not maybe pay attention to them as much. Like us, I'm hoping the team would regardless, right? And the scouts would see those things regardless. But I think they've become a little more glaring when they've obviously had all those losses stack up.
Kling, in about 60 seconds, who should win Coach of the Year and why?
I feel like it's Vrabel. Although, I mean, there's so many good choices. Guy in Jacksonville has been amazing. Ben Johnson certainly should get a long look. But the Patriots, I mean, nobody was talking about the Patriots. So I got to think, you know, Vrabel knocking the Bills off the East is a pretty amazing feat in year one.
Yeah, I just, man, Carolina's got, if they win that division, I think you could look at him. I think you could look at Seattle. I mean, it's just, it's been a year of coaching. It's just been mesmerizing to see how these new systems, 1 year, and it looks like a whole new team. So we'll keep an eye on the Chiefs and Raiders. You got Vegas coming up, man, so you can kind of relax and have fun out in, you know, Sin City.
Well, I know that, that those fans that are rooting for a lose out, I don't think that the pick, I mean, the pick spot really can move much at all. And boy, that, that Raiders team looks really bad. So
yeah, can they win a game to get the first round pick, or can they lose a game to get the first round pick and then go right back the next week and just completely Raider this thing and then lose it?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, that Raider team looks really, really bad. So, you know, I think it'd be good if the Chiefs could go out and get, you know, something positive at the end. You know, I haven't been rooting against them, but you know, I understand the scenarios, but I don't think it moves enough this week to warrant any kind of tanking type thing. Right. You just go out and play your best football, keep the streak going, keep beating up the Raiders, keep the Raiders being down and force them to make a whole bunch of changes and feel good about yourself heading, you know, a little bit better about yourself heading into the offseason.
No doubt. Kling will do it one more time. The band will be back together next Monday when we talk to you. Enjoy. Oh, did you have a good Christmas, by the way, with the family? Did you, when you got back home or when you got home from the game, did you guys do it obviously
yeah,
the morning
did,
of?
Yeah, we did some stuff. Yeah, we did some stuff ahead of time. Didn't get any takers that wanted to go to the game or anything. Everybody's like, yeah, no thanks. So, yeah, it was a good holiday. Strange though, right? It was so strange for everybody. It was, you know, too nice outside, but I'd rather stay on the sidelines, you know, Christmas night than like yesterday afternoon. You know, selfishly, I traded the warm Thursday night for what would have been a cold Sunday. So,
I mean, I felt so bad watching Aaron Andrews doing those sideline reports yesterday. Just felt terrible.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, Tom's up in the booth just counting money, yeah, like just dry as a bone. They're thanking all their like camera people, and they're going around, what a day for our game, you know, thanks to these guys. And I'm thinking, Tom's check is so obscene, and he's just dry, dry.
Yeah, dry and just looks like a mannequin. Either way, yep. Kling, we'll talk to you next Monday. Take care. Happy New Year, brother.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
You bet. It's Josh Kling right there. Coming up on the other side, it has been the year of coaching. We'll dive even further into it. Kling gave us a tease. Everybody could pick a coach of the year, and I wouldn't be mad at you for it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
What do you want, Mac Attack? You want the Chiefs to win on Sunday at noon or lose on Sunday at noon?
Lose.
For sure. No pride in it.
Nope.
Because if they lose, what was he saying? They lose, they have the same pick. If they win, they have the same pick. Not much changes. Is that basically what Kling was saying?
Yeah, he was saying not much can change. He wasn't saying it could stay the same. I mean, it does, technically it could, but not much can change. But he's also just keeping the Raiders down, which I mean, I don't really care about that. This is a Raiders team that's going to be down the dumps no matter if they win or lose this last game of the season. They ain't going to be much better next season. They've got a laundry list that's too long to complete to get any sort of competency in their football team next season. So I'm not really worried about winning or losing a game against the Raiders.
The Raiders! It always reminds me of Vince McMahon saying, you're fired.
Fired.
Yeah. Austin, you're fired. Raiders in for a new head coach next year? You think they?
I would think so.
Okay, so let's try to do this in the most unorganized way that we possibly can. In the AFC, there's one coach available. In the AFC West, one coach's vacancy we think is available.
Yep.
In the AFC East, not the Bills yet. Not the Dolphins. We don't think, or we do think. Do we think that's the wild card?
That's the wild card.
Jets are keeping theirs.
Yep.
Buffalo definitely probably will keep McDermott unless it's one of those. So I don't want to count him yet.
Yeah, because they lose in the first round. They lose to Denver first round of playoffs. Like,
we can restructure.
Yeah.
New England's not changing their coach.
Nope.
So we'll say Mike McDaniels does lose his job.
So two.
That's two. AFC North could be one. could be two, could be three, could be four.
Could be four.
We think three for sure. At least I think for sure. I think Stefanski is gone.
Yes.
I think that your boy in Cincinnati is gone.
Zach Taylor, see ya.
And I think that one of the two remaining teams fighting for the playoff spot, I think that coaching game should be a coaching head coaching vacancy game.
Wouldn't be surprised, but right. I don't think it will be.
If Pittsburgh loses and they miss the playoffs, gosh. Tomlin, it was fun. Everyone counted you out. But there you go. So that's five. And in the AFC South.
Already got one, so it's six, Titans.
Right. And we're pretty sure everybody else keeping their job.
Yeah, Liam Cohen, D'Amico, Shane Steichen, all did great.
So there's
great
six work. In the AFC alone.
That's it.
Alone.
That's crazy.
The NFC. NFC West. Mm-hmm. Arizona is going to fire their coach, we believe.
Yeah, I would say Gannon's okay. probably out.
Everybody else in NFC West is fine. NFC North. Everybody keeping their job? Detroit, Green Bay,
yep.
Chicago, and Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, KOC.
Everybody's keeping their job there.
They're safe.
NFC East. Philadelphia is keeping their coach. Yep. Dallas is keeping their coach.
For sure.
Washington is keeping Dan Quinn, I would think. You go to the NFC Championship game, you had a lot of injuries this year. There were some suspect calls about your injuries this year. But
next
he's probably
year's the year.
Right. And then the Giants already lost their coach.
So that's seven.
So there's, well, that's
eight. That's
eight. Right. NFC South, we know the Saints are keeping theirs. We know that the Bucs are going to fire their coach. There's nine. So we can just stop it there instead of keep counting. At least
because
there
was just two more teams. It was just Panthers and Raheem Morris and for the Falcons. So I don't. Yeah, so it's nine.
And Raheem Morris probably gone.
You think he's gone? I think he'll stay. But either way.
There might be 10 vacancies.
Yes.
Are there 10 legitimate guys that can coach franchises?
No, absolutely
because what
not.
We've seen is that coaching has been a storyline of this year.
Yep.
Whereas Kling says Vrabel's his coach of the year, I don't think he's unpopular with that opinion. But you're looking at Canales mm-hmm. in Carolina, who could possibly win his division. You're looking at, obviously, Vrabel. You're looking at Liam Cohen. You're looking at D'Amico Ryans.
Yep. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Mike McDonald.
And the list goes on. This is the closest, one of the most dumbest awards that we've ever seen in football has been to be in a competitive, fun race to track. It's, to me, way more fun discussion to say who the coach of the year is as opposed to who's the MVP.
100% agree. This is the race.
And for me, there is a debate for every coach and every reasoning that you may have. Like, if you were to tell me that Canales deserves it in Carolina if they win the NFC South, I would have no argument. I would have, like, the defense attorney to be, or I guess the prosecuting attorney, I would say, well, what about Liam Cohen? They've won seven straight. They've beaten playoff team after playoff team. They've gone on the road. Trevor Lawrence has been developed.
They've won in low-scoring games, high-scoring games.
They've won in spite of Trevor Lawrence, and they've won not in spite of
because
Trevor
of
Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then you could talk about, you know,
Sean Payton.
He's up there.
He's up there.
Now, again, the award would be, did you do, like, they went to the playoffs last
they
year,
did.
And he was fine, and he had some numbers last year that were giving him sort of that lean. But, like, you look at this year, and you realize what's happening. Well, coaches are finding their system, and their system is developing. Because Bryce Young has been different, and Trevor Lawrence has been different, and Caleb Williams has been different. And those are the three examples that I think is enough for me to plead my case as to say why I think the coaching development in this system of the NFL, it's got to be right. And it doesn't have to be an expert coach. Like Bob would tell you, he'll sit here till he's blue in the face, tell you, you need a guy that, you know, can do it and
a
can
leader.
Be it. And none of that is the case this year. None of it. I mean, Shanahan's the exception. And you could have a discussion that Shanahan's coach of the year. Right?
Absolutely. Second right now.
And maybe more deserving than Vrabel. Drake May hasn't missed a game. Vrabel's been a head coach before. Shanahan obviously has been the head coach, but probably not faced this much adversity in a season.
He's in the best division in football, too, and he might win it.
Might win the number one seat.
Yep.
And just got Brock Purdy back 3 weeks ago.
Exactly.
And he's been without George Kittle for five games. He's been without his captain of his defense and Fred Warner for the entire season.
And Nick Bosa. Both
and
your
he
best
doesn't
defenders.
Have his and he's doing all this. Again, this is just spitball conversation that we're having that you could have this debate throughout the entire league. And maybe, maybe if the Chiefs could go get somebody with an offensive mind and let that guy and Mahomes kind of develop their system with the expertise of Andy Reid, you could see a new developed sort of offensive scheme that everybody else seems to have caught up to when it comes to Kansas City Chiefs, because this is the race for me this year to watch. This is where I'm most interested. And when the winner is announced, I want to know what the reasoning is. Because what's the number one thing? You got to win your division, right? Most often than not, kind of like the MVP, got to win your division, or you've got to do more than what people gave you credit for. You've got to turn chicken salad or chicken blank into chicken salad. Caleb Williams isn't fully developed yet, and you're seeing what they're doing in Chicago.
Yep.
Now, they lose that great game last night because maybe that's the advantage that Shanahan gets over Ben Johnson. I don't know where you go with the Coach of the Year award, but I know that there are many opportunities to give somebody the award, and I'm here for all of them. And it's not a Stefanski award where, well, the Browns won 8 games. Congratulations. You took a team that won 1 game, and now they won 8. You're the Coach of the Year. You have a legitimate debate of about 5 to 6 guys that you could write their name in on the final selection and say, you are the Coach of the Year.
100%. And I think to relay that back to Kansas City, when we talk about this offseason, what to improve, the roster is important, right? Getting healthy is super important. But it's all masked by the fact that this is all up to Andy Reid. The coach is what can make or break a football team, and we're seeing it this season. These teams that you're talking about, sure, they maybe have some more talented guys on overall than the Chiefs, but not really. Mm. Like, it's not like their 53-man rosters blow the Chiefs' 53-man roster out of the water. It's about coaching. It's about discipline. It's about execution, fundamentals. That's something that the Chiefs missed out on. It's something that they have led the pack in before and fell behind this year. And you can see it's evident.
Somebody says Lane Kiffin has a chance to do the most hilarious thing ever and go to the NFL again.
Yes. He could. Someone would hire him.
Oh, yeah.
Someone would hire him.
And that person is the Raiders again.
And the next text, watch for Marcus Freeman to go to the NFL after all these. That one I would love. From Notre Dame, that'd be a good one.
That's where Pittsburgh would go.
Yeah, yep. Tomlin reincarnate. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, we'll just do this again. Because what, Tomlin's their third head coach in franchise history?
Yeah, since the Super Bowl era.
Okay.
Yeah, to be the thanks coach guy. But yes, in 60 or 70 years, 3 coaches.
That's insane.
It's nuts. It's amazing.
Yeah, because what, Cowher won one, Tomlin won one.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Or did Tom win 2? No.
We've had this discussion. I think it was 1.
Yeah. He won 1 with Ben.
Yes.
And Cowher won the other one with Ben.
Yes.
Somebody says it's Lee and Cohen for me. Really no offensive additions in the offense. Lost Travis Hunter, and yet his team is it's the best we've ever seen Trevor Lawrence.
Love
again.
It. Love it.
Went and got Jacoby Myers. Who had Jacoby Myers been? And not that he's been injured. Where's Brian Thomas Jr. been?
Seriously.
Argument for rookie of the year last year.
Parker Washington is like a name now. He's good. Like, who's Parker Washington?
Travis Etienne, completely revamped.
Yep.
Big discussion. One of the best discussions you could have in football this year. Coming up on the other side, it's not very often that you have a clean split, but there is the opportunity for the Kansas City Chiefs to do just that. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We'll be right back in your home at Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.